Hi, this is Whiskey Fire Department. My name is Jean Gray.
And I'm Emma Frost.
Our show is about our two favorite subjects, whiskey and fire. Each episode we will learn about new whiskey, and while we drink the bottle, we'll discuss it and fire life.
Because between the two of us, we have 50 years experience living the life of a firefighter. We're hoping we can help some people, laugh with some people, and find humor in about everything else.
And we do.
We definitely do.
Yeah, we do. The redneck one was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a lot of humor.
Rednecks are just fun.
They are fun.
Yeah, because they don't
care.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, married one. They don't care what you say about them. They don't get offended very easily.
No. This is not necessarily a PC show. It will contain adult language and content.
Yes. Actually, we've been kind of good the past few episodes, haven't we?
Sorta.
You know, we don't try to be.
You have to say.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
Adult language and content.
We haven't been talking about your sex life much, so that's kind of kept us in. Kind of kept us good.
Yeah.
But that will stop today.
No, it won't.
Okay. I'm going to find something out.
I think you know everything.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. Absolutely. You have a tight lip. You don't say shit.
All right. So today we are talking about
High West Distillery. Do you think we should do our learning fact first? Or wait until we about do the tasting?
Sure, let's do it first.
Because I want to, while we talk about them, I would like to keep drinking, you know, do sips of it. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're starting it off right this morning.
Yes, we are.
Well, it's not really morning. It is afternoon.
No, it's 12. No, it's 1:30.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
where does time go?
It's not 5 o'clock. Well, it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. But, it's better than the one morning we started like at 9:30, 10. Yeah. Because that was the only time of the day we could film. Right. So we're like, well, it's probably that time in Ireland.
Somewhere.
Okay.
That actually was fun, though.
That was fun. That was a good morning. Mm-hmm. Well, we found out, so besides doing the fun fact, we're doing the learning fact. Because you've been sending me you know, videos about learning about whiskey and how to, you know, taste it and what to say. Well, apparently we've been breaking a lot of rules.
So we're doing the learning fact.
So we found out one of the big rules of describing a whiskey is do not use smooth to describe whiskey, ever. Whiskey nerds hate it. I'm like, damn.
I think we've broken that rule.
I kept saying smooth like 20 times last week.
Because it really applies.
Well, there's other words we can
nerds,
use.
Whiskey nerds, how do you tell us? How,
yes,
you know,
well,
what do you...
whiskey nerds, please listen to us. We want to learn, so please
we want to be
email
whiskey
us,
nerds.
Comment on our videos.
Yeah.
We will learn better, but yeah, so we're going to take smooth out of our vocabulary
it
today.
It seems like a good word to use when something just slides down nice and easy. That
yes.
would be
yes, smooth. Or
well,
slick.
What else would you
call it slick? Boy, that's really slick.
Slick. I don't think we're going to like that either.
I don't think they're like that. Like an oil slick. Goes down just like an oil slick. No, that's horrible.
Yeah,
smooth sounds so much better. But we found other words to use, and we went and looked it up on Webster Dictionary. So I think we're covered.
Well, maybe we'll be able to use it.
Hopefully, I'm going to use some of these words I wrote down I'm allowed to use.
You want to try it right now?
Let's try it. Let's do it. I'm excited. Because I've got my cowboy hat on. I'm a cowboy today. Cowgirl.
Cowgirl, baby.
Cow person. You know, I guess that's what you're supposed to say today. People get so offended.
We don't.
We
see firemen.
I still call it fireman.
Yeah, we don't see. I mean, firefighters.
You don't pay my bills, so I don't give a shit about what other people say. If you pay my bills, I kind of care because I want you to keep paying my bills. But
unless you're being derogatory about it.
Yeah.
So as long as you're being respectful and, you know. Cowgirl, cowboy, doesn't matter.
Fireman.
Fire lady, fire chick, firefighter.
Fireman so much, especially back, well, always. And I've never thought twice about it.
Mm-mm.
I was like, yeah, you're right. Damn straight I am. It took a lot of work to get where I'm at.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
So, there's also a few other things you're not supposed to do. And that's the angels from above. That was that sound letting us know.
Yes. Yeah, that it's... time to
what was that one where they and they what did they do they put it up in the
Okay, you're supposed to really get your nose in there to get the...
Get on in there.
The nosing of the whiskey or bourbon or whatever it is you're drinking. And...
I will do it. I just don't remember how it
was
done.
Yeah, they, you know, pretty much...
Nose,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what did he do from there?
And then he took the bottom and he, you know... Oh, you want me to do it is why you're acting like you don't know what it was. I am not stupid.
All right, I'll do it.
She thought I was just going to fall for that.
This is not... You can check us out on YouTube for the what not to do. We have the video of what not to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if they can even see that through your big old hat.
Oh, my God. You do get a good whiff of it when you do that.
Oh, well, I'm sure you do. Your nose was buried inside your glass.
How stupid did it look?
Yeah, pretty stupid. Yeah. But like I said, your hat was kind of covered, you know. Thankfully, you got a big old hat on.
I got my 10-gallon hat. That's and I got it in Steamboat, Colorado.
So, but you can take your nose from side to side in front of it. So you want to breathe out of...
Do it. You do what?
And take it in. And no, that looks like you're doing illegal drugs or something.
Well, that's what he was doing. Different nose.
No, he goes this.
Oh.
Like you pass your nose over the top of it so that both sides get it.
I think I got a vanilla in that one.
That makes
sense. That drive-by, I got a vanilla.
Hey, it makes sense because you're not just sticking your whole, you know, you're getting...
That nose drive-by, I think I got alcohol. Definitely some alcohol. Hold on, another one.
Well, I'm glad you got alcohol on that.
Maybe some oak. Mm. That one is always a go-to one if you're going to a whiskey tasting, right? Always say oak. You never get that one wrong. Right? I do smell something sweet in there. Like a honeysuckle rose.
You know, like you can cover it up like this.
Yep. And your hands are clean. Make sure your hands, but
we're using
the
appropriate glasses so that it's got a wider bottom and a more narrow base. So you do get
drink
the
this damn thing. Are we like, is it aired out enough?
See, now I've got a little caramel.
Oh, okay. Let me see. I got to swish it around. I'm going to do a nose drive-by. I'm going to do my nose drive-by.
I get it.
Okay. There might be a little hint of a...
Do you get the caramel?
Cinnamon? No?
I think your nose doesn't work.
It doesn't. It really doesn't work. But I do smell something sweet. I know my husband gets so mad at me at home. Do you smell that? Do you smell my... Fuck, you know I can't smell shit.
Oh my god, it's the opposite way here. I smell something and my husband's like,
my nose
has
been burnt. I think it's all those years of smelling gross things at work that I've just learned to, I don't know, mute stuff from my nose. I don't know.
I think I've got a bug in mine.
Need this protein. Don't miss it. You're on a diet. You need that protein.
Shush.
It ain't going to hurt you.
I know, but
you might give it a nice little protein taste.
He flew in here.
I smell protein.
Okay,
I'm ready. Ooh, I got to do my mouth exercise. I like it. I think it would be really better in a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But it's good.
I think
this is, which one are we doing? This one, right? It's the...
American Prairie
bourbon. Mm-hmm. Oh, it has a nice...
the finish is good.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely is. I'm going to do one more sip.
Oh, yeah, the finish is good. I taste vanilla in the finish, for sure.
That's good. It has a little bit more of a bite to it than did Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're coming off of that one. Because I have to admit, I bought 3 bottles this whole week. I've been drinking the crap out of that. I loved it. This one's just different, but I like it too.
I think this will be good mixing.
Yeah, because you're really be able to taste the whiskey in it, and your Diet Coke, which that's
yes,
our goal.
And your Diet Coke, yes. Well, this is a blend of 2, 6, and 13-year-old bourbons, straight bourbons.
Okay. Oh yeah. That
so
makes
it's got
sense.
A nice. You know, bourbon blend.
You're
in
drinking
there.
A bourbon right here.
Yes.
That I'm definitely. Mm-hmm.
It's got the sweetness, you know, the sweet vanilla y taste.
It doesn't have that mellow, as I'm using that word instead of my, or smooth, the mellow of last week's. Right?
Right. It does not have.
Or the agreeable as of last week's. It's another word you can use.
It's not as placid.
placid, relaxed, or sensitive.
Right, right.
None of those. Smooth goes better with all.
It does. People.
Serene. It's not serene. Like, no.
But it's good. It's got a good finish.
It does have a good. I'm trying to use all my smooth words.
I know you are.
All right. Okay, yes. So let's talk about them.
Yeah. I think we'd like to know a little bit more about
it. So this guy, David Perkins, about in 2006, well, it might have been like 2004, he was in Kentucky at Maker's Mark Distillery. I guess learning about distillery, you know, going to the tour.
Going on a tour.
I'm not really sure. Like, we're going to do. I'm sorry, Mr. Perkins. But he realized doing that, you know, I'm a biochemist and I can probably make my own. So what do you do when you think that? You go to, you make plans to make your own. So he decided to do it in Park City. And the reason why he chose Park City is because of David's love of the Old West and Utah's little-known whiskey history. They do have some, which we'll hit on that in a little bit.
And Utah is just beautiful.
Oh, I love Utah. Park City, by far, is my favorite place to snowboard. Been there once. I've always went back to Tahoe, but Park City, I can't wait to go back and have a good friend that's a firefighter at Park City Fire Department. So I'm going to be tagging him on all this week.
Yeah.
Make him and his friends watch it.
I mean, Utah is one of the most beautiful states I've ever been in.
Yeah. I've been to Moab. I've been, I rode bikes there, dirt bikes and regular bikes, the mountain biking. It's so beautiful.
Canyonlands, Arches, Zion, Bryce, Capitol Reef, Moab, Lake Powell.
I did that Zion. I did that half marathon in Zion.
You can see mountains or you can see canyons. It's beautiful. It is.
My sister
signed
me up for that shit. Hey, why don't we do it? This was last year with my dad, who's 70. Oh, let's all do that.
But in phenomenal shape.
Oh, yeah. He beat my ass.
Yeah.
Half marathon.
That is amazing.
In the mountains of Zion. But
that
was very beautiful.
Though.
It was very gorgeous, but I'm like, and it was snowing when we first started it. What the fuck? I'm from Florida. I'm still kind of not angry at her with that
plus
one.
The altitude.
Why can't we just go, you know, hiking? Why do we have to actually do a half marathon? But it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I did it. I did do it. So, and my dad did awesome.
Yeah.
Your dad beat me. That's so sad.
So this is the American Prairie.
Yes, American Prairie. And that's the, because the bourbon. It's American Prairie bourbon. Also, we can say they have a distillery in Wanchep, Utah, which also acts as a space for educational whiskey tastings, pairings, and tours, and houses a 1,600-gallon Cooper pot still.
Copper.
Oh. Gallon copper pot still, right?
It's a copper pot still. That's how they used to do it. It was in copper pots. You said Cooper.
Oh, copper. Oh, Cooper would be C-O-O.
Right.
My bad.
Just clarifying
just
started,
out
there. Who was wondering what a Cooper pot was.
I'm going back. Well, they've been inviting us back forever, my friends up there, so
yeah.
It's going to have to happen now.
Yeah.
Going snowboarding. Maybe this year.
So this is about 2 years old,
yep.
At least 2 years old, 2 to 13 years, because they use the blends of the 2, 6, and 13-year-olds bourbons. It's 92 proof.
Okay.
So that will mess you up.
That is kind of amazing for Utah, because you know they have some weird freaking drinking laws there.
They do.
If they do it there. So it must be different with liquor, because I know beer, if it's made there, it could only be a certain percentage.
I think it's 3.2. They call it 3.2.
It's crazy. It's not
like
even worth it. You might as well drink water.
But I think they upped that, though.
No,
oh,
it was just there. Jen and I would, that person I went with would, drink a whole bunch of beers, and we were like, we need to go to, we had to always go to liquor. That's right.
Yeah.
Or wine. Wine was okay,
and
too.
And, you know, like, in the restaurants, did you ever go to the restaurant and notice that they have this glass up, what do they call it?
You had to order food.
So you can't see, you can't see them mixing the alcohol.
Because they're not giving you
it
any.
It can't be visual.
And you can't do doubles. You couldn't
just
order
so
doubles.
They have. Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, no, I know.
You can't order more than a.
It's like, I could never get a good buzz.
1.5 shot.
Only back in the cabin because we brought our own. Because we flew into Vegas and we stocked up there. So, really, what do you do? Thank God my sister researched it. Anyways, anywho.
Yeah.
I still love Utah.
This is 75% corn and 21% rye.
So basically, I'm getting my vegetables in today.
Yes. Yes. That is so true.
Yep, gotta drink some more so I get my vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Jack Daniels.
And they got...
this one I'm drinking right now.
Yes. They got Distiller of the Year.
Mm.
Was it last year, 2016?
Yes.
Distiller of the Year. That's pretty good. They're so new, you know? That's really good.
You know what? It's even better now it's opened up. See, I'm learning. I'm learning, y'all. It's like broke up. It's like chemical compounds and it's breathing.
I love when she throws stuff out there like that.
It's all my made up stuff.
It just makes me cry. Yeah. This is made in new charred white oak barrels.
Okay. That's why I was tasting the oak.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why. Oh, and for each bottle that they sell, they donate 10% of the after-tax profit to the American Prairie Reserve Foundation.
I like that.
And that's in Northeast Montana, and it's helped preserve the West because, like you said, they've got a love of the West. And that prairie preserve will have 5,000 square miles. So that's bigger than Yellowstone, and, you know, it's huge.
It's huge. And that's nice that they're saying that.
Bison and all the animals, you know, that are
because when
almost extinct.
We get invaded. We all go out west. They ain't never taken that territory. Well, I'm reading a book right now. It is kind of scary what they could do.
You're reading a book is kind of scary.
No, it's about EMPs. It's the electronic, you know, magnetic pulse. They could take out all electronics. But if we still have the west preserved, oh my gosh, we can just live out there. And
are you sure your mom's not wearing off on you?
Well, no, she didn't even, oh my God, my mom has no clue about, if she knew about that, oh, she'd already be living out west right now.
Because she's fearful of a few
things. Just little facts, I'm helping you people out. I mean, you just got to think ahead. Like, if something happens, I'm prepared, you're not, and you're going to be calling me. You're going to be calling me going, hey, what do we do? But you can't call me because it happened. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, and you'll be like.
There's no electronics. If one of those pulses happens, and it can happen. You need to read this book.
Well, no, I believe it can happen because I think that type of terrorism is definitely on the rise.
It is,
and what they're going to be able to do.
We're all tied
and
to
knocking
this.
Out our whole electronic system, I mean, computer, internet, all that stuff is a huge terrorism.
There's no communication at all. My worst fear,
What is that movie? Isn't there a show or a movie where they do that? There's like no, they can't communicate.
There is. That's all kind of, I haven't seen one like this one where it's, where cars can't work unless
it's
made.
Yeah, they have a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay. There was a show.
Oh, yeah, it was a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they didn't have any electricity. No cars, nothing.
No cars, unless it was built before the computer systems were put into the cars.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It all has to do with that, but anyway, so it is kind of interesting to know.
It is, yes.
I can relate stuff like that to my book. I had to get that in there.
So is there some other stuff you'd like to
add to this? I'm going to do a Utah history because it's kind of interesting. 1870, last known legal still in Utah until 2006 when High West becomes Utah's first legal distillery.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's pretty neat.
That is pretty cool.
Since 1870. Well, actually, yeah.
1870.
Yeah, Yippee-ki-yay. I had to read that.
Well, they actually have a whiskey named Yippee-ki-yay, and I think it's their rye whiskey.
Yes, and there is a High West Saloon in Park City, so that's where you can go there. It's a bar and have pairings, restaurant, and they also have a ski-in, ski-out distillery.
Mm-hmm.
Only place in the world you can do that. Hence, we're going.
And it's called Nelson's Cottage, so you can stay there, and it's got the distillery, and they got a little restaurant, and you get some food and drink, and
I'm loving it. I love Park City. You know, their laws did get better after, because they hosted the
Olympics.
2002.
I thought it was later than that, but I don't know.
2003. I don't know, because about 2003, something like, that would be an even number. But, well, they hosted it, and they said, I was talking to my friend who works for Park City, that's when they had to change a lot of laws that month. Because all the people coming in, that's how they were able to get. Because what's your drinking laws again? No, they made it a lot easier. So it's even, Because for then you had to have a card or something. You had to apply to be able to drink in the bars. It was really weird. So now anyone can go drink.
I don't know about anything
Yeah, that's how it used to be. You had to be sponsored by someone to be able to drink.
No.
So they had
I went in there before that. I've been to Utah several times.
Okay, for 2000? Well, they said it was you had to get sponsored. But it's like Georgia used to be that way. You had to be sponsored in certain areas.
I think it had to be even older than that then.
It was something, but it was still strict, but they changed their laws and it got better after
Maybe
that.
Maybe someone out there knows and they can send us a comment.
I could have just called my friend and asked the exact
Or you could have just made all that up in your head.
I didn't make that up. It might have been a car, but it was something that you had to get sponsored. And I think I'm right about that. And you just weren't of age then. And you didn't give a shit. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We'll find out. I'll put an update on our social media if I was wrong, which I could be.
Also, hey, in 1933, Utah provided the 36th vote to end prohibition.
See?
Utah's pretty important.
It is a very
Besides
important
state. Besides being beautiful.
I really wanted to move there. I wanted to only do 20 years at our department and then go finish it off 10 years there. And then I met my husband, so I had to stay.
Yeah, well, you also wanted to go to Ireland and, you know, you had Colorado. You want to go a lot of places.
I did. Colorado. I do like to go to Colorado, though. But that Utah was one of my places I was thinking about going.
Hey, you know what? Do you see the front of this bottle? That horseshoe?
Is this a test? Oh, you asked me. Do you see the... Yes, I could see it. It was a test.
I'm going to knock you over the head with this bottle. Oh, my God. It's a nice thick glass, too. Yes. It would do some damage, which is pretty cool. Do you see the air bubbles in here?
I know. Love this they glass. Made it. Well, that's why, you know what, that's what drawn me to this bottle. It's like, I just like the old-timey details.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And I know you like this deer head on
it. Oh, yeah.
Front.
Yeah. My husband wanted to crack this thing open.
I bet he did. You had to smack his hands away.
I was like, you're not getting it.
Well, it's got a horseshoe on the front, and that represents a horseshoe that they found while they were doing the renovation on their National Garage, one of the distillery, and they found it. So this honors the horseshoe that they found, which was the National Garage was originally a livery stable. Yeah. Livery stable, which housed workhorses.
Oh.
So they found this horseshoe, and then that became the symbol of their bottle, which is a pretty cool bottle on top of it.
It is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I keep drinking this, and I'm thinking I'm getting a really good idea how it tastes. Let me give you my description of it.
Yes.
I feel like it tastes like pencil sharpenings on fire on a virgin's navel, the east side of a burning building in a lovely part of a fairy town.
Let me see if I get that. Yeah, that's exactly how I would describe it.
I know, right?
No.
That's my new go-to line for any alcohol I like. Pencil sharpening.
That's good. A good one. Well, I have a surprise for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love surprises. Let's do it.
Do you? Do you like surprises?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty excited.
Okay, let me see it. Such a geek.
Okay, so.
What?
This is.
Oh, a whole nother bottle. But a different
West.
One.
This is High West Whiskey. Their campfire.
Oh, man, we need to take this. We're going camping next week, the two of us. Well, with the families.
Yeah. No, I think I'll save this for my bar because it was kind of expensive.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably best. We'll take the Risky Riviera in this one. Because we have another bottle of that, too.
I'll let you taste it today, but you can't have any
All right. No, that makes sense.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, we'll do this one.
So, this is really... So, Where's I thought the, we would have, like, this? A little competition.
Look at that. Isn't that cool? I didn't realize it was a wooden...
Yeah.
That's really... I mean, there's a lot of detail to this bottle.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Okay, so High West has several different types. They have a rye whiskey. They have the bourbon. Mm-hmm. They have it's called Boo Rye, and it's a mix of the bourbon and rye.
Yeah.
And apparently that one's supposed to be pretty good, too. But this one, this particular one, is the only one. Hold on. I've gotten my notes here. The only one in the world, I believe, that in the world, yes, the world's only blend of Scotch, bourbon, and rye whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's neat. It's the only one in the world. So that's going to be interesting. So I need to finish this up. I'm going to pour it in this cup.
The world's only blend.
So we're doing it.
I thought we could have a little tasting, not really competition, but just to see kind of the difference between the two. Now, the American Prairie you can find for about $35 to $40.
Yeah, it was about $39. Yeah. So you're right there.
So, this is kind of your higher end of your everyday kind of, whiskey.
It's good with the Diet Coke.
This one, did you pour some in there?
Yeah, put it in there good. So I can get that one ready.
This one is $60 to $75.
Oh, wow. You did send some bank.
Yeah, you're worth it.
Oh, I am.
And I thought it would be interesting. I really wanted to try. I wanted to try both of them. So we're going to do that. We're going to taste them and see kind of give you a little.
Oh, you got us new glasses. Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. I dumped it because I thought we were bringing
something. Oh, is that why you dumped it?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't get a good taste if you're pouring it in there.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. You're getting to be such a professional. Apparently, I'm not. I'm still that redneck cowboy.
I cannot wait to taste this. A Scotch, rye, and bourbon mix. Yeah. Okay, let it sit maybe for a minute.
Oh, we gotta let it sit. All right, then. Do you have any other
I do.
Fun facts?
I have one of the funnest facts I think I saw of Utah.
Oh, okay. We need it. We love fun facts.
Utah, Salt Lake City, I should say, is home to the nation's leading.
What? Leading what?
Manufacturer of rubber chickens.
No shit. Look at that thing.
And I happen to have one.
Look at that. What's it doing?
I don't know, but that's pretty perverted what you're doing. Leave my rubber chicken alone.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's
That's pretty
leading manufactured rubber chickens.
Well, that's very interesting. and it does a deep throat.
You would know.
Hey, I got something while we're waiting this to breathe a little bit, and we'll swirl around. Mm-hmm. So I listened to some other podcasts or in the news. Did you know there is a kid from somewhere out west, or not out west, out California area, did this research about our straws. We love straws. He's doing this whole thing about getting rid of straws. Have you heard about that? Saying that we shouldn't be, it's like 500 million straws used a year or a day. Who uses 500 million? We don't even have that many people in this country.
I think Pinellas County just passed a thing where they're trying to go to just paper straws or not give you a straw unless you ask for one.
See, I'm going.
And then they're
going
to do a paper straw.
I'm guaranteeing you.
Well, it's bad for the environment, for the fish, and for the turtles. And
where do they get thrown in?
Because you're talking about Pinellas County. I'm talking about Pinellas County, and that's coastal,
But really, I've never thrown straws.
I think you're anti-animal.
I'm not anti. Show me a straw. I mean, really, how many straws have you seen out there?
Well, apparently a lot. Because it's more expensive for them to go.
It goes in the trash. It doesn't go out in the water. If they're just using water for it, that's kind of crazy. Don't give them my...
Woman, have you seen cups in the ocean?
It's not 500 million of them out there, though. I think that's getting a little reaching over a straw. Don't take my damn straws away.
Okay, I love straws too, but I think they need to go to that paper straw at least for the few minutes that you're there drinking.
Okay, unless you're in the middle of the country, they could have plastic straws.
Yes, they could have plastic straws. But it's still bad for the environment, the way that it breaks down and, the whole...
Okay, what about diapers? That's even worse.
Oh, you ain't taking the diapers away.
Let me hear your defense on that one.
No.
And they're bigger, and they are a lot more than straws.
Mm-hmm. You got me there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what do you do? Let me tell you right now.
But there's no substitute for a diaper.
Well, no, there is, but it takes work because my grandma used to do it.
Not the cloth ones.
My sister-in-law, she was like, her first baby she had, she was like, I'm going to use the cotton. She bought all these and she was going to do that whole service where you use the cotton. I'm like, okay. How long do you think she lasted?
Yeah, not long at all.
No, I mean, I'm talking 9 a week.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
I mean, if you have to do it and there's another choice, then you could do it. But
it's a lot of work just changing regular diapers.
Oh, my God, the stress of it. Especially if you're somewhere, not at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so you can just throw it away. I mean, now you have to carry a poopy diaper with you?
No. Well,
if you do,
it's probably bad, but I would always carry grocery bags.
No, I did too.
Which are also the plastic things that... don't.
I don't always sign them up, and then I still throw them away in like places. Throw them away. But I'm saying, but if you don't have that, even if you have them, now you're carrying that poop. You're not carrying that poopy diaper if it's a disposable.
Yeah. So how do we get on this subject?
Because I was talking about the straws, and I was saying, what about diapers?
We like straws. Okay, because it doesn't mess up our lipstick.
Yeah, there you go. Support the straw.
Let's taste this.
Hashtag support the straw.
No, we are not supporting the straw.
No, I'm just messing with you. Or at least taste this. I love messing with it.
I know you are.
I got her so off topic, which likes
to keep us
there.
I don't even know what we're doing right now.
But that's what makes it fun. That's what makes us fun.
Yes, that's what makes it fun.
I mean, how do we get the poopy diapers? We're tasting whiskey.
Cheers. Now we're tasting the campfire, so let's see. Well, and you poured out your other one, because I would like to taste
that
afterwards.
Oh, so is it this one? No, I got it right here. Look. Pop.
Okay.
Pop goes the weasel.
I'm smelling it first.
That was me doing the special effects. All right.
Ooh, I smell the smoky. I smell the scotch.
Actually, I don't smell it.
Really?
No, not like the other one I had from Scotland. That one I really could. I can instantly taste it or smell it.
And it smells just a little bit spicy.
No.
Really? You can't? It's kind of like a campfire.
I smell full body.
Stop it. It smells a little bit like a campfire. Seriously. Do you smell like a...
Stop using words I have on the bottle.
I'm not. No. It doesn't say... Oh.
Cheater.
Damn it. That is so funny, though, but it does smell like kind of like a campfire. Smell it how you're supposed to. Right. Go like this.
All right. Hold on. I got to do a nose drive-by.
Yeah, do your drive-by.
I'm smelling the smoky now.
See?
Light smoky.
Yeah.
It's not overwhelming like some of them. I'm not
the,
a big smoky fan.
No, me either.
If I like this, kudos to these people because I don't
Well, it's a blend, so it should be.
Oh, yeah. I think the other one I had was not a blend.
No. It's true scotch, probably.
It was straight up. No, the more it opens, the more you can smell the campfire.
Yeah,
smoky.
Isn't that amazing?
That's probably why they did it. It's smoky. I mean, campfire.
Duh.
I'm going to go house fire. I'm smelling a...
It smells like my bunker gear.
It smells like sweaty bunker gear. No, just kidding. It smells like a good, you know, house fire that you love smelling. You're like, that's right.
These glasses are bigger. Look.
I'm like, that's right. I'm like, this is a real fire. I can smell it down the street. We're going to get ready to get some. That's what this smells like.
All right, I'm ready to taste it.
Oh. I can.
Wow.
Because it's not super
smoky
taste. This is why I could probably do this one.
Wow.
But now I can taste the fire in the back, or the smokiness. Like
but
right
then
after
it disappears.
Reminds me right after a fire when you still have that hint of smelling it every time you just like move a little bit and all of a sudden you smell the smoke on you.
That's kind of not a good thing what you're describing right now, but this is
that's
a good
what I'm
thing.
Tasting.
This but it disappears.
I know. I love
it's light on the palate.
I mean, all I'm saying is I love that whole smell. I mean, because you know, a fireman, we love the smell of smoke and fire.
Hmm. And it's not. It's not bitter. It's not too overwhelmingly smoky. So you just have that right hint of scotch in it. That right blend. Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, it's just enough. I mean, it's just a little bit of
5 to 8 years old. So it's aged 5 to 8 years old. And it's 95. I'm sorry. It's 92 proof. Not 95 proof. That's good. Hmm. I like it. What do you think? So which one do you like better? Try the other one.
Oh. Which one? The first one. Yeah, the first one. I'm going to have to say.
I would like the first one mixed in a soda,
Can
I think.
Mix these two together? Do people
but
do that?
This already has that mixed in it.
Oh. I don't know. I'm trying to. You know what it is to me?
Oh, you know what? Add some water.
Oh, is that that'll help?
I think that'll help.
Okay. I think the problem is, I mean, I'm not a smoky person when it comes to in my alcohol. I only like it at a real fire.
Are you? I
put it in there.
Drinks from this, though.
Okay. I don't care.
Might need more than that.
And what will that do? Get rid of it? Does
it
put out the
to,
fire?
Oh, I can't use the word smooth.
It's
supposed to
no, I got
release
you.
The aroma.
It makes it
even it out.
It makes it tender and sensitive. That's what Webster Dictionary said to substitute the word smooth. This is tender and sensitive. Mm. Okay. Me taste this tender and sensitive.
It's tender
water
and sensitive
down.
Like you.
I can be. Depending what you're talking about. I'm not going to go back to the... Mm. Oh, my God, you love it since you spent $80 on it.
Maybe that's why I like it.
It's good. A little better with the water in it.
Yeah. That's good. Yes, I can drink this one straight.
It needs
I
ice.
I would need the American. Yeah.
I'm going to go get ice. You keep talking.
American Prairie would be...
I'll get some ice.
Mixed with a Diet Coke.
I'm going to try ice down. Mm. You keep talking.
Okay.
You're the only one left.
Well, I actually think we're probably... Well, this is... how about this? It's put in new charred oak white barrels, as well as secondary use bourbon barrels.
Oh, that's boring. Let's go on.
And they're used barrels
part.
From Scotland. Scotch blend.
That was very interesting. All right, well, let's talk about our second segment, which is
the worst patients.
That's a fun topic because we're going to vent. Basically, it's venting.
It is a fun topic.
And I feel bad for my comrades in arms that are still on duty or are still on the job because they don't get to vent like this.
Do you feel bad?
No, because I did my time, 27 years. So fuck them.
Yeah.
I love you, but fuck you.
I don't feel bad either. They'll be
Start your own podcast when you retire.
They'll be there one day.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'll read one, you run, and we'll just kind of, because this is
just
both of ours
start.
Together.
Hey, just start. We're
drunk
good.
Sorority. Sorority patients.
I think I got a drunk person next to me.
Well, I'm getting buzzed and this feels
awesome. A drunk podcast.
Because now I can
host.
Really talk. I'm going to, the whiskey is talking.
Love you, whiskey.
Anyways, drunk sorority girls, my God. Well, actually, even fraternity boys. My last big station I was at in the last few years was near a campus, and especially the very beginning of the year, the fall, or when they first came back, the first 6 weeks were brutal to us because the freshmen did not know how to drink.
Right.
They were horrible.
Well, they're away from home for their first time.
And I get it, but if you have to have 911 called on you, and we get there, and we have to take you to the hospital, which I've had to do numerous times.
Oh, and then you got to make the call to their parent.
Ugh. I had this one girl we went to like 3 or 4 times. And finally, I guess her parents are like, it's a rich as shit school too. I think they were done with it because they were getting like $10,000 ER bills every time because we'd actually have to do a lot to her. But anyways, that's the worst. Well, one of the worst.
Well, and I think we talked about them before, how they're so pretty and they're such, these young, beautiful girls. And then they got piss down their legs or their vomit all over the front of their outfits. And
I wish
like,
we were allowed to take their phone and take a picture of her, but that's illegal.
They're not cute anymore.
So they can see it the next day.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Do you know what? That's a wake-up call. Do you really want to look like that?
No.
No.
I mean, I want to look like a young sorority girl.
I would like to look like a young sorority that's in her prime and not looking like that. Hell yeah, that's everyone's.
Maybe without covering puke.
I used to. 30 years ago. Oh, well.
So...
Anyways.
They're just having fun.
Yes, they're having fun. I'm okay with that. Just don't have 911 called on you.
Right.
Do it responsibly.
Well, it's usually
I never had it. Trust me, I partied my ass off for
it's because
it
your friends knew
then.
Better than to call 911 on you.
Yeah, they just, okay, she's fine. She made it to the morning.
We'll watch her and make sure she doesn't die in her sleep.
Yeah,
although,
I don't even think they
mind
do that.
You, we're too trash to like notice ourselves, but hey, we didn't call 911.
I never called 911.
Yeah.
That was always our saying. I had to call 911.
No.
All right. So you got one?
How about the patient who's waiting at the door with a suitcase in hand?
Yep. That when you walk up, you pull up and you see that and you're like, well, this isn't. Especially if you're on a rescue truck. My thing was when I was assigned rescue, I would call for the BLS or I don't know how they do it in other places, but I would just like, you know what? I'm making you wait longer. I'm going to sit there and wait.
Now, would you call for the BLS as soon as you pull
no,
up
no,
and you
no,
see
no.
that patient
I was still,
out there?
No.
Good answer.
No, I was
Good
still...
Good answer.
I know, stop it, Mrs. I was on the third floor, reviewed everyone's report. No, I would check them out, and as soon as I knew they were not
needing like advanced care, I would call for someone.
I mean, because the indication that they're not doing okay is them standing there with
their talking on their phone as they're wheeling out their suitcase.
But I mean, you checked.
But you still check it out because I don't want to also be that dumb person who has to cancel it.
Right.
And then when I was an engine, then they would start walking out to my fire engine because a rescue car or the BLS, and I'm like, where are you going?
They just walk right past you.
I'm like, it's a fire engine. We're not taking you in the hospital bed. You're not riding with me. I'm like, why don't you sit? Let me check you out.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how many times I went to a patient.
I mean, everyone does. The whole country does that.
They're carrying their... you know, like their grocery bag full of medications because they know they have to take that.
Why don't you so write got, them like, down? Listen, note. This is a helpful note or whatever you call it. Educational. Write your meds down for us.
Yeah.
Do all that. So I don't have to go through this whole, because most of them are half expired. Right. Okay, whatever.
Or there's 50.
You're making me rant about something.
Yeah, I know. Stop. Well, we're talking about the worst patients there. Some of the, you know.
Okay.
Some of the worst.
I know we've mentioned this before in the past, but this is one of my worst patients because I was in the bar district forever. Nurses drunk. And say one of their drunk nurses' friends got called, or they were drunk and a sorority girl passed out in that bar and they had decided to do their care with them. I don't know. There's so many scenarios with nurses drunk. Love you. I love nurses because I did work with them for years as a medic on a helicopter. But seriously, even firefighters know when we're drunk somewhere, we're hiding somewhere if there's a medical. we don't go, hey, we got medical. We're usually back in the corner going, wow, I hope no one sees us. Nurses, they are the opposite.
Yeah, because
we're
kind of afraid of that failure to respond if you see something kind of rule.
Yeah, we're usually like, look the opposite way. Not nurses. They're like, we're going to go take care of you, and we're going to yell at the first responders that show up and tell them how we're doing it wrong.
You know why nurses do that, though? Because they don't actually have to transport.
Yeah.
They don't have to be in that whole uncontrolled situation and transport that nasty-ass patient who's, you know, belligerent or mean or just whatever.
Oh, my gosh. And so, yeah, love you guys, but hate y'all drunk. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Truth. But love
and
you.
They kind of...
Sober.
Sometimes some of them just think they know everything when they're drunk.
They're in our environment. This is not how it works. It's not how any of it
works. Emergency medicine is a little different than
being in your controlled environment in the emergency room.
All right. How about the one who tells you that... it's kind of the same as the suitcase in hand when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
The one who tells you that they're scheduled for a procedure or an appointment the next day, and they need a ride to the hospital, at 2:00 in the morning so that they're there.
Or they're just like, I'm just not feeling that well, but I have something. But nothing life emergency. Yeah. You got a doctor's appointment the next morning. You're going to be fine.
Why didn't you call a taxi? Oh, all of a sudden, I have chest pain.
All right. You got another one?
Yeah.
Racist assholes. It goes both ways. I mean, because I have a lot of my crews... African-American, right? We would go to calls and they did it. We had different people racist to each of us. It's like, you know what? We're here to help you. Stop having your racist tendencies to either whatever race you don't like.
Right.
We don't care.
Towards white or black or female or male or whatever.
Or black to white. It doesn't matter. We're a crew. We come here to help you. Don't single out one of my crew or whatever and do your racist shit.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I wish those times I could just take my crew and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how it works with fire department.
But they're all over.
They're there. I'm just saying we were professional. Yeah. We just did our job and just took it and did what we needed to do. But y'all are assholes.
How about the patient who doesn't know she's pregnant?
Oh, my God. One of my first calls ever. As just a basic EMT was that, and I didn't even know that was possible. I had no idea.
I didn't really know it was possible either.
It's true, though, y'all. I know y'all see that in news every once in a while. I've been to a few of them.
It is out there.
It is stupidity at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care. Mm-hmm. It's true, though.
It is true, yes. And it's usually bad.
Yeah, and it's nothing works out good with usually.
Yes, no. It's when they're about to deliver, literally about to deliver.
Yeah, that's about when all mine's been that way.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered one of them. And then parking, going to a patient at a parking lot or intersection of a hospital.
Or a ramp
of their hospital. Yes, they call 911 for there because they don't like
what that hospital said. So they walk right outside, call 911, yes. and we have to go.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. You know what? F you guys. All mm-hmm. of you. Been to you mm-hmm. all so many times. I can finally say it.
Oh, or they've been, what is it when they can't go in anymore?
Oh, they've Sorry. Been, yes, what's it called when you're, oh, Mom, you're asking me the same thing.
I would have known if you didn't, like, put me on the spot.
You are trespassing.
Yes, given a trespassing, and they can't go to the hospital anymore. So then they walk out the door and call you to go to a different hospital to get care.
And you just sit there shaking
Because they're
head.
Frequent flyers, you know, and they're abusers, system
and
abusers.
And how lawyers have made it this day, you have to... Put it, you have to find a solution. So, what does that mean? You're usually taking them somewhere. Mm-hmm. Cops get involved, though. We make sure they get documented, but it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have another one? Because I have
so I
many.
Do. I do.
So many.
The patient that, when you arrive, you can look at two things. You can either arrive, look at the patient, and you can tell exactly what medications they're on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can just look at them.
So you can recite the list of medications. Okay, you're on. Da, 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 da.
Those.
Yeah,
yes.
How do you know that?
And they've also know you, well, or they know the procedure of us showing up.
Right.
So, you know, you can tell they've been through this countless times, call 911.
Or it's the patient that you've been to a gazillion times, and therefore you can say every medication that they've
been on. Oh, no, you know their name, their birthday, and their social.
Yeah.
There are,
you know,
what
hospital they're going to.
And to my career, I've memorized their everything.
Demographics. Yeah.
That's sad. Y'all, that's sad. If you That means you have a problem. If you're not taking care of yourself. If we
that
know
means
that.
You're one of our worst patients.
Worst patients ever.
Yeah.
Another one is when you do the tear and go from the station, you get the alarm, you get the tear, and you look at it, and you know the address, and you're like, fuck. This person is going to, I know exactly what it's going to be, and they're going to treat me like shit. They're going to cuss at me. Nothing's going to end up good, and I got to sit there and take it. And they're going to say, what assholes. And I had this one, I knew the address where I'd go there, and she would make me, she never really called, she said it was a medical call, and that's what she always started out with. She wanted her light bulb change or her, she would yell at me to go help her to the bathroom so she could poop, and then I'd have to bring her back out, and then we'd do, she did it. Oh, no, she would do it all. But I don't mind. You know what? I'm okay with us helping. No problem at all. You know, I get it if you don't have family, friends. Yeah. But she would cuss and yell at us the whole time. She was so mean to me. And I'm like, I always helped her.
Did she make you cry?
There's a few times I felt, no, I never made you cry because I could take that crap. But I'm like, why are you yelling and cussing at me and treating me like piece of shit? But you do it knowing I'm going to help you with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's not, because I'm a good human being, and that's my job.
You have to help her.
And I never reported her to the cops, because she did abuse it so much, but I was just like, you know what?
What were you going to say to the cops? She made me help her.
Well, she's calling every time for really just help around the house. You can't, because you make her poop, helping her poop, and I was a captain at the time. I wouldn't have the guys do it.
Let me play the devil's advocate on this one. You're supposed to report those kind of calls to make it
I should
less taxing on the whole system and everybody else.
That
if
is,
you would kind of write those things
some
up.
Reason I felt bad
to me
for.
In my.
Yes, she did her last 8 years in the third or in the administration. But she never really complained about me. You did take care of me.
I didn't know shit like that. I would have. No, but
you
being
wouldn't
serious,
have always wrote it up like serious. She was doing you know, the right thing. Would, never once transported her. We always...
Really?
No, you know what? It was... I just felt bad for her in the end, too. Because she didn't have family. And she was one of those racist people, too. It was so much going on. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it, and maybe God will give me extra points.
So, yeah, God.
Well, what do you do? You got to really pick your battles.
You got lots of extra points.
And I did. I did everything nice.
How about the patient that you arrived to, and it's the call for DIB, and... Mm-hmm. They're smoking.
Oh, they're smoking. Yeah. Oh, can I finish this? No, you can't finish it.
Yeah. Can I finish my phone call?
And another thing is, you're smoking with an oxygen bottle hooked up to you. What do you? How are you not blown up by now? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Just one of those signs from what's his name? You should get a sign.
There's your sign.
And I want to make a phone call. I'm like, no, that's not how this works. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't you just go by taxi?
If you're having such a hard time breathing, how can you be talking on the phone?
I know. I'm sorry.
You're making full sentences.
You're bringing me back. This whole episode is bringing me back to being on a job again.
See, I was so relaxed before this.
I know. Wait, I got one.
oh, the 8th fire alarm in the same day, and you keep telling them every time you show up, I'm going to charge you. You're getting charged. Every time after, I think it's 5 we do. I'm not sure after one day. I think it's 3. I don't remember what it was, but oh, yeah. But they kept going like, oh, we thought it got, I'm like, no, you haven't obviously gotten it fixed. Mm-hmm. And I hated it when it started around 2 in the afternoon. And it kept going to 4 in the morning. Oh. I was not happy after midnight. And it didn't get fixed. Well,
that's not really the worst patient.
No, it's not a patient. That's the worst fire call. Yeah. I'm sorry I had to put that in there because that used to drive me. I was in.
Because it's bothering you.
It is bothering me. I had to talk about it. Hated those people. Oh, I made sure they got your shoulders. They got full charge, full extent of the law. Fire law. We made sure they got charged.
You used your power.
I used my power. I had to double price them.
Well, I'm done venting.
No, I got plenty of them.
Oh, my okay, Lord.
Any patient that talks in their cell while you're in the rescue truck when you're trying to get information, and especially it's like, excuse me, young people, la, 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 can I call? I'm like, no, you can't call anyone because I've got to take care of you. Obviously, you're not that sick. But it's like, why are you calling?
Hold on. Let me take a picture. Let's Instagram this.
Yeah. Oh, so I've had a few of those.
Can we chat, Snapchat this?
Once again, in the bar district.
Let's get a selfie.
I'm so sick. Look at me.
Yeah.
The car accident, you know, or like a car accident, anything with trauma, and there's a whole bunch of, you know, patients, and that doctor shows up. Any doctor. I don't give a shit. You know, they're all horrible. There's the ones that are okay are the ones that, when you tell them, like, okay, you're telling them what to do because you have no emergency out here experience. Are you going to go in with me? If you're changing my protocol from what my doctor says, our medical director, I'm okay with it. But here, I want to give you a note from what they say. You have to go with us to the trauma center.
Usually they haul ass.
Oh, they always haul ass. And
you're doing a fabulous job at that point.
Yeah. I've had one where we had this major accident. There's like traumas everywhere. I was the only medic on scene, and I'm trying to, you know, get everything done. This one guy, he was, I think, legit trying to help out, but I told him, oh, yeah, it's great. Listen, I got all the equipment. I need that one intubated. I'm doing this one. If you don't mind, I called for a helicopter. I got a couple rescues coming. Do you mind helping out? He's like, okay. Never saw him again. Okay, yeah, he took off. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that one. Nursing home patients.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really the nursing home patient that's the big problem. It's the worker. Mm. Let's go through of some of the stuff they say. It's not my patient. I just got on shift. Mm-hmm. I was on vacation. So they don't know anything. This is their excuse for not knowing anything that's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, they are new here. It's not my floor. I think so. I just work once a week, so I really don't know anything about this patient. I didn't ask for the fire department. I don't see it on their chart. Medic in the USA is going to agree to everything I just said there, their statement.
I have one more to add to that.
I want to hear it.
I just saw them 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
yes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Just 10 minutes ago, every single time.
I just saw them 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago, they were fine. Okay, well, this person has rigor mortis.
Yeah, they weren't coded 10 minutes ago.
I'm pretty sure you didn't see them. I mean, rigor mortis.
But seriously, that is such a common answer. Yeah. I just saw them 10 minutes ago.
This is a good one. Rich women on medication. All of them.
You might not want to say that one.
Whatever. I'm pretty sure they're not listening to
us. I hope we have some rich women watching.
But now I'm talking the ones that are on Ativan, Prozac, or Zoloft. When I was this one area town,
we probably have some of those watching or listening.
Well, if you are, I mean, let me tell you right now, don't call 911 if you're just calling for some stupid thing, because they would, and they were so mean to me. And I'd always say, what medication you're on? You're on either of these three.
Or let me know who your doctor is.
Yeah. Who gives out that stuff freely? Actually, I wouldn't want it. I want something more uplifting.
I wouldn't either.
If they give you, I don't want depressing one makes you sleep. I want something that gets you up.
But some people need these, but you're every talking about
single,
you know,
regular, just normal. There's no reason for them to be on it. They're going to be a little depressed. I mean, I'm talking like 20, 30 year olds.
Yeah. What do they have to, they're rich.
What are you, you're rich.
They're rich, they're young. What do they have to be depressed about?
I don't know. But it was funny. Yeah.
We're not making light of depression.
And
we're just making
from
light of
me like 10 years ago. I got that one from 10 years ago when I was assigned to a rescue heart that was in the nice
real rich part of town, mm-hmm. and I would go to these women that were younger than me or, you know, or same age, and they're always on this medication. I go, why the hell do you need it? I mean, what can you be depressed about? There, I mean, every single one of them are on it.
Depression is a real problem.
But every single person, and it was never for that. It was always like for some stupid shit. Again, you're right. Okay, I'm just venting.
For our lawyers.
For our lawyers, oh yeah, sorry. They don't know where we work.
Oh yeah, they can't figure that out.
I know, it'd be so hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
But I am right about this.
Thank you for listening. This has been an awesome show.
Oh, I thought I had some other stuff.
Oh my God, no, are you just not the done?
Rules. No, the rules. What that can rules? Be done. Anyone on scene drunker than the patient is the real problem.
Oh my God. That is true.
A patient's
that's
weight.
That's not really a rule. That's just true.
A patient's weight is directly proportional to the probability that the elevator does not work. We did mention that before, but it needs to be mentioned again.
Yes, yes.
Approximately 60% of people who get punched in the face deserve it. Did we mention that one before?
That's true, too. No, we didn't mention that before. I was just thinking about how often that is so true.
Most of your patients will be healthier than you are.
I don't agree with that.
I know, sometimes I'm like, look at you. You're like jacked. And what's your problem? You have a hurt ankle? I go, listen, my ear hurts. My arm hurts from that last person I lifted up. I should be in the ER, not you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this maybe last it just depends on what area you're working of town, you know.
One more and I'm done. I'm going to leave y'all with this one. In an apartment, your patient will always be at the last room at the end of the hall on the left.
Yes, down a very long hallway. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you found out after you loaded the patient, there was actually an elevator next door to it.
You find out way later.
The rookie ends up finding it for you when he brings all down all the equipment. You're like, fuck you, you asshole.
I bet that happened to you a bit.
Maybe. No, it never happened to me. Maybe once.
Hey, tell us what our fire fun fact is and then we can get out of here.
That's right, fire fun fact. Mm-hmm. We, paramedics, always look at your arms to see if you can have a good IV. We look at your veins.
That is so
I do.
True.
I see a good a that person. That is so true. I'm like, my God, that'd be a fucking easy stick.
And it's so weird because we all think that way. We mm-hmm. all think that way.
You see a vein arm, you're like, shit, that'd be a good stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's how
you see it poking out and you're like, oh yeah, I could get a 14 in that, baby.
Look at that motherfucker.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And we do use IVs to get back at people. I just thought about that.
That's like a dirty little secret.
That's a dirty little secret. Oh, you being an asshole? Oh, okay. Hand me the 14 gauge, rookie. No? Or yes?
I am not commenting for
lawyer purposes. What the hell? They don't. So be careful out there.
So true.
So true. Be careful out there. Be nice to your medics.
Well, what the moral of the story is, don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
We didn't go looking for you to find a patient. Mm-hmm. You called us.
And we're only using what's in our
power. I used to tell nurses that when they get so mad at me for bringing patients in, I go, it's not like I'm trolling for patients. Trust me, I was in the firehouse sleeping.
You were driving by with a big old sign.
In my bed, dreaming about Brad Pitt.
Cheers on our fun fact.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
And then all of a sudden they called me to make me bring this patient in. All right.
You were trolling for
patients.
Listen,
this was a good therapy session for me.
you need therapy. See, you need that medication that they were talking about.
I don't want it. It sounds like sleepy time. I'd rather stuff keeps me awake. I need new stuff. All right. We'll see you next week. Hey, we'll be doing one maybe while we're camping. So it'll be our first time trying to do
On location.
On location. We're going to do a lake on location one on a lake. No, I was slurring my words. So I was just having to say that.
She's trying to cover herself.
I'm trying to cover myself. All right.
It should be fun and interesting, though. So
see y'all next week.